When Berry Gordy started Tamla and Motown Records in 1959, he'd already been around the block a couple of times. Among his ventures was managing a young singing group whose lead singer, he was sure, was going to be a star, as well as a songwriter who would provide material for the empire Gordy was hoping to build. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles learned the music business right along with the boss. A new 6-CD box set collects Motown singles from 1959 to 1961. Rock historian Ed Ward takes us through that first year of the Miracles and Motown's existence.
One of the things Berry Gordy was counting on when he started his Motown and Tamla family of labels was that there was a lot of talent in Detroit that wasn't getting heard. This wasn't exactly a gamble, because a couple of years earlier, he'd already found a teenager named Bill Robinson, who had a group called the Matadors, and he'd been working with him to develop his songwriting talents. When he thought they were ready, Gordy changed their name to the Miracles and had them cut an answer record to a current hit.
Walked all day till my feet were tired. I was low, I just couldn't get hired. Saw a sign in a grocery store. Help is light, and we need some more.
I got a job.
Sha-da-da, sha-da-da.
Gordy placed the record with End Records in New York and watched it sink, which is the fate of most answer records. But it couldn't have escaped his attention that the Miracles performance was superior to the original Get a Job by the Silhouettes, and he undoubtedly hoped his own label would be ready in time for the next Miracles record. Meanwhile, he was still thrashing around for something he could sell fast, and with the novelty song Purple People Eater selling like crazy, he and Robinson wrote a song called It, and recorded it with Ronnie White, another Miracle, as Ronnie and Bill.
I was home last night, was trying to read a book. There was a knock on my door, so I took a look. But when I reached the door, there was no one there. Not on the porch or anywhere. But in the dark of night, I heard a cry. Like somebody was about to die. It went a oh, 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 oh.
Again, the song died. So, in September 1959, Gordy debuted his new label, Motown, with his first Miracles record.
She's not a bad girl because she made me see.
Bad Girl scraped the bottom of the pop charts, and Gordy had to lease it to Chess in Chicago in order to get national airplay. For some reason, he then turned around and released a second Miracles record, The Feeling Is So Fine, backed with You Can Depend on Me, almost immediately, then withdrew it. Smokey, as Bill Robinson was now known to everybody, had come up with a better song. Wait, withdraw that one. It would sound better with strings.
I
It was a costly lesson. DJs were confused about which version to play, the record stalled, and that was that. You'd think Gordy would have learned a lesson, but a few months later, he did it again with the next Miracles record. This time, though, the story was a bit different. On the other side of Who's Loving You was a charming semi-novelty song called Shop Around, which the band had sort of slapped together. A month after Who's Loving You was released, though, Gordy called Smokey in the middle of the night and ordered him to assemble the group and go to the studio so they could re-record Shop Around. Groggy but determined, they did it, and Motown had its first million-selling single.
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, "Son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride." And then she said, "Just because you become a young man now, it's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand down, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around. Shop, oh, shop, yeah.
Ed Ward Lives in Berlin, the complete Motown Singles, Volume 1, 1959-61, is on Hip-O Select.